This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
By the way, let me just give you the scripture on that one about reincarnation. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." So it's appointed unto man once to die, not to come back as a cow or an orangutan or something else and then die. No, once. So reincarnation is bunk. And so when we look at this and we say, my goodness, this is so sad. I think that might have been done right up in Oakland near Pitt. That looked like Oakland to you? And so perhaps college students, and we know that the universities of America are putting a bunch of liberal stuff into our kids, left-wing stuff, communism, socialism, and calling evil good and good evil. And so, and the Bible says that in Isaiah 5:20, that the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, and they will call evil good and good evil. And so we're seeing this today. But you know what? The hope of this situation is you and me. Because God hears the answers, the prayers of just a handful of people. He'll turn things around for just a few people if we will pray and intercede and do whatever we can to get the Word of God into people. I've given you that scripture before, Hosea 4:1, that says, God says, I have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There's no mercy, nor truth, nor knowledge of God in the land. There's no mercy, there's no truth, there's no knowledge of God in the land. So, he's relying on you and me to disseminate the gospel, get the word out there, let people know, look, there is an alternative to this despair. There's an alternative to sin. There is a lifestyle that is fulfilling. And if you'll adhere to the word of God, get into the word, and make a deposit of his word in your heart, good things will come out of your heart. Because the Bible says that an evil man out of the evil deposit of his heart will bring forth evil things. But a good man out of the good deposit, it actually says treasure, but it also means deposit, out of the good deposit of a good man's heart will come forth good things. Everybody say good things.
Good things.
When we'll imbibe this word, when we will take this word and help people with the Word of God. Because we can see right here, there's a lack of knowledge. One scripture in Proverbs, I forget where it is right now, it says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. The knowledge of God's Word will deliver people. It'll set them free. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, grace and peace are multiplied to us through the knowledge of God's Word. Grace and peace are going to come to you. Not despair and discouragement, huh? Or depression, but grace and peace are going to come to you through the knowledge of God's Word. That's why you're here tonight. And I salute you on a Wednesday night. Come to get your midweek shot in the arm. God bless you. That word that came forth, boy, that's true. You are God's kind of people. You love His Word. You love Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I love you.
Amen.
And I'm right with you. I'm your kind of people too. You're my kind of people.
Amen.
Amen. So, we need to do what we can to obtain training for reigning. Because right now, they've been trained to lose, trained to be defeated, trained to be in despair and have no hope. In fact, look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 17 with me. Romans 5:17. Let's just follow the Holy Ghost tonight, all right? Romans 5:17. It says, for if by one man's offense, that's Adam's offense, Adam's transgression, by one man's offense, death reigned by one. His insurrection covered everybody, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's covered the entire earth. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign. When you've received Jesus, when you receive the gift of righteousness, right standing with God, what's going to happen? You're going to reign in life by one Jesus Christ, the second Adam, right? The first Adam failed. The second Adam undid what the first one did. The second Adam, the last Adam, reversed the curse. Gave you the gift of righteousness, and now you and I can reign in life. The Amplified Bible says, reign as kings in life by one Jesus Christ. But we just need some training for reigning. Everybody say, training for reigning. So, everybody say, I'm not a cessationist. What I want you to see today is that meditating God's Word is vitally important as part of your training for reigning. I mean, there are many things I could talk about, but that's one of them that will help you to get strength. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm 1. In order to reign in life, we must become meditators of God's Word. Psalm chapter 1, and beginning with verse 1. Now, on Sunday morning, we talked about, closed the service off, but talking about getting renewed. That the empty tomb means renewal. And so, you can have a cold relationship, a mediocre relationship, a backslidden relationship, a lukewarm relationship, but anybody can get renewed and go higher in their relationship with God. But then what do? You got to train to reign, right? Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That man's going to be blessed. Watch who you take counsel from. If you have marriage problems, don't call somebody that messed up their marriage. No, call somebody that knows what they're talking about, a Christian. Get counsel off of them. Amen. Amen. But his delight, so he's not going to stand in the way of the sinner nor sit in the seat of the scornful. A scorner, by the way, is a critical person, a negative-minded person who always sees fault in people. Huh? Always looks for the bad, not the good in people. So, but the verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, what's the law of the Lord? That's just a generic term for the Word of God. Right? Your delight is in His Word. What's the Bible say in Psalms? That if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. What a wonderful promise! When you delight in Him, He's going to give you the desires of your heart. And here it says, when you delight in the Word of God, what's going to happen? In His Word he delights, and in His law doth he meditate day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day. That means all the time. You say, Pastor, I don't have that much time because I'm busy. Well, find 25 minutes every day to go to the pages in the book, not listen to somebody on your cell phone preaching or teaching. Although that's good, if you're working somewhere, put it on. But I'm talking about meditating off of the page. Get the page in front of you and meditate the verses. Meditate His Word. Even, like I say, if it's 25 minutes every day, because see, this is what's going to feed you. Not, I didn't say some daily devotional now. That's not a bad thing, but you ought to have some time every single day where you take some verses and you begin to meditate them. You say, what's it mean to meditate? It means to revolve around in your head. It means to ruminate it. It means to speak it, mutter it over and over and over again. Get revelation knowledge from it, because when you get revelation knowledge, you're going to be strong. Amen. Revelation knowledge is what makes us strong. And when you ruminate it, meditate it, mutter it, utter it. Huh? speak it out loud over and over again, something's going to jump off the page at you, and it's going to bring revelation knowledge to you. And he says, do that, and you shall be like a tree. Verse 3, you're going to be strong like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He is going to be strong. He's not going to waver. In these end times, in these perilous times, he's going to be able to stand against anything. He's going to be able to stand against temptation. Amen. Temptation to smoke marijuana. Temptation to do prescription drugs. I'm telling you, do you know the answer to overcoming marijuana and prescription drugs and pornography is meditating the Word of God? When you mutter it and you utter it and you ruminate it over and over, you revolve it around in your mind, you are building a strength in you to resist any temptation. Temptation to lust, temptation to anger, which is a work of the flesh. Temptation, like I said, maybe you're trying to quit eating so much. Meditate the Word. Learn to meditate the Word day and night. It'll give you strength to resist any temptation. We had a lady that was, my wife and I ministered to her. She was battling depression. We taught her how to meditate the Word of God. Guess what it did? It made her mind normal. It made her normal. People think, if I get in the Word of God, I'll become crazy. No, you'll become normal. That's the devil telling you, go get in the Word, you might become crazy. No, you become normal. Hallelujah. So we make this Word a part of us, not just superficially now, but we get it down in our spirit because we've meditated. What's going to happen? You're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you're going to bring forth fruit in your season. And your leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. You're going to have a strength in these last days that's going to keep you. As a matter of fact, turn with me to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17. Isaiah and Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, a drought, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. I'm telling you, when there's drought, it won't even affect him. He won't pay any attention to it. He'll just keep on prospering. He's going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. But shall inhabit at the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is that man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out their roots by the river and shall not see it when heat comes or drought comes. He won't even notice it when bad stuff comes. No, because he's going to be an overcomer. He's going to be victorious. Hello? One of the reasons he's going to be victorious, as the Bible says in 1 John 5, 4, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith enables you to be an overcomer, not overcome by life, but an overcomer. Overcome those temptations. Overcome that lust. Overcome the temptation to look at something goofy on TV or on your phone. That's something that's lustful. Why? I'm telling you today, the answer to that is meditating the Word of God. Not just, I'm talking about get the page in front of you and meditate the verses. You know, these guys last Friday did that, just that. Pastor Matt and Gail, Pastor Gail and Bob, all three of them, they had verses of Scripture. And they get up there on the crucifixion of Jesus. They meditated those verses. This is what I'm talking about, church. It's this meditation, see? And they had a wonderful presentation. had great revelation that came out of that. You ask the Holy Spirit, and He'll help you get revelation from that. And what's it going to do? Make you strong in this last day to resist any temptation. When you're what? Meditating the Word. I didn't say just listen to 3 points in a poem or your daily devotion or something on your phone. No, I'm talking about getting the pages in front of you and meditating the Word of God. That's where people are missing it. They're walking around and they're not full. They're not fulfilled. Something's wrong. Something's empty. Why? They're not meditating the Word of God. And they're not prospering. Go back to Psalm 1. Everybody say meditate. It means, once again, mutter, revolve, ruminate around in your thinking. It'll bring clarity and full meaning to what we're talking about. In short, meditating the Word of God on a routine basis will strengthen the believer no matter what challenges arise, and this is training for reigning. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Strength to resist complacency. Strength to resist discouragement. Meditating the Word day and night. Like I say, if you're busy, find 25 minutes every day where you're going to take the verses off of the page and meditate them. Huh? You'll get victory over prescription drugs, over tranquilizers, over narcotics, over fears, over insomnia, over condemnation and inadequacies. How many believe that tonight? Everybody say training for reigning. I've reigned right out of time. Sometime take out Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. Did you know that? Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. And read it. It's loaded. I'm telling you, church, you'll have strength to endure when you meditate God's Word. In this crazy world that's inundated, as you saw in the video, it'll give you strength to talk to people like that without wavering. Give you boldness to share Jesus with them. The Bible says we're to war a good warfare. It says we're to contend for the faith. Let me give you just one example how you might meditate the Word. Just real quick, and then we'll close. How many give me a couple more minutes? Good. 2, 4, 6, 8. All right. How about... Isaiah 65:24. Let's just do that. Isaiah 65:24. Isaiah 65. You're God's precious people. Do you know that? I tell you, God loves you guys. Psalm 65:24. Isaiah 65:24. And it shall come to pass. Now let's meditate this. Something's going to happen. It's going to come to pass. Maybe a suddenly. That before they call. Before they call what? Call unto God. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. He says, call unto me. In other words, cry out to me. Petition me. Ask of me. Jesus said, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Glory to God. Call unto me. Before they call, I will answer. Before you even get on your knees to ask Him, it's done. He's got it. He knows about it. He knows your need before you ask. We're meditating this together. Do you see how you meditate the Word? We're meditating this. I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. In other words, they haven't finished their prayer yet, and He hears them. Isn't that wonderful? Before you ask Him, while you're yet speaking, you haven't ended your prayer yet. He says, I will answer. Glory to God. That's the right of the child of Almighty God. Let's stand tonight. Everybody say, I'm going to train to reign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Who knows? This may be a series. Is that all right with you? Training for reigning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many ready to reign in life by one Jesus Christ in this last day? Instead of being defeated and walk with your head down and always having problems. Well, we all have problems, but I'm talking about being victorious over the problems.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, help us, Lord, to train to reign. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 18:14 says, the strong, in the Amplified, the strong spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. How do you get your spirit strong? Meditating the Word of God. Muttering it. Revolving it around in your head. Speaking it over and over again. Ruminating it. And it'll give you a strong spirit. How many feel stronger tonight than you did when you came in? Come on, give Jesus a hand. He's awesome. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for these people. Precious people, Father, that love your Word. Bless them tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.